AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill today, Metropolitan Washington Police Officer Daniel Hodges testified about his experience on the day of the Capitol riot, January 6th.
I knew I couldn't sustain much more damage and remain upright. At best, I would collapse and be a liability to my colleagues. At worst, be dragged out into the crowd and lynched.
Hodges was one of four officers to testify before the House Select Committee looking into the riot. At one point, Hodges read the definition of domestic terrorism.
Appeared to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, or to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion, or to affect the conduct of a government by mass destruction, assassination, or kidnapping.
Tensions on Capitol Hill have only worsened since the riot, with many Republicans playing down or denying the violence that occurred and denouncing the Democratic-led investigation as politically motivated. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to announce a return to mask-wearing guidance in areas where coronavirus cases remain high. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's all about the masks.
This is not guidance about businesses shutting down or communities shutting down. This is guidance to individuals about how they can protect themselves.
Simone Biles says she was stressed and felt it was better for the U.S. Olympic women's gymnastics team that she withdraw from the team competition in Tokyo.
I know they were a little bit worried going in and emotions were all over the place, but I think they just needed reassurance that they were going to be okay. And look, they were. They did it without me and their Olympic silver medalist.
The Russian Olympic Committee won gold. Biles isn't sure yet about competing in the remainder of her events. A new AP-NORC poll shows most Republicans say they want former President Donald Trump to have at least some influence over the direction of their party going forward, but fewer than half say they are optimistic about the GOP's future. About an hour to go before the closing bell, stocks are lower. This is AP News. For the first time in nearly two decades, a study shows half of U.S. households contributed to charities in 2018.
The findings by Indiana University's Lilly Family School of Philanthropy confirm a trend worrying experts. Donations are reaching record highs, but giving is done by a smaller slice of the population. Experts say many factors are contributing to the decline. The percentage of Americans giving to religious causes decreased in tandem with attendance at worship services. In part, the Great Depression made it difficult for some younger Americans to establish a habit of giving. The study doesn't measure contributions of goods and services or donations made through crowdfunding. Julie Walker, New York.
Texas and Oklahoma made a request to join the powerhouse Southeastern Conference. They've been in the Big 12 Conference. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey says the league would consider the request in the near future. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.